Hi, everyone, and welcome to My Damn Services. My Damn Services, the most efficient way to free up your digital asset management professionals and grow your business. In recent conversation, Henrik and I were speaking on keywording and its different contrasts, talking about the ways in which we are helping organizations optimize their process and how it has a great deal to do with the benefits of keywording. After all, we are searching for everything we create, manage, and distribute all the time. The success in how well your keywording is performing is how well the created content remains relevant to your audience, how easily it can be found, and without frustration. We had the pleasure to speak with Clemency Wright and go over a few of these distinctions and receive her insights.
Thanks, Clemency, for joining us today.
Thanks, Henrik.
Clemency, what is keyword relevance and why is it important?
Well, keywords are something that we use to help customers find relevant content. So obviously they need to be relevant because we don't want to throw people off the track of what it is they're looking for. And we want to enable customers or users to find specific information and content online on a digital platform without too much frustration or without wasting too much time. So relevancy is something that I talk about a lot with keywording in terms of making sure that every single keyword or tag that you add to an asset, so a photograph or a video, for example, is really relevant and really means exactly what it is we're seeing in the visual media, and therefore what the customer will also expect to see when they type that keyword in. So we're kind of marrying up the terminology that a customer uses when they're thinking of a certain end result, and we're using a keyword to fully and accurately describe that. So for example, relevancy would be not making inferences about something, not making an assumption about something, not being biased about something. There's lots of kind of layers around keywording other than just what can we see in the picture. We want to make sure it's relevant. You might have, say, a range of glassware, like cocktail glasses or, you know, canapé trays, and they might be made from glass, but it would be wrong and irrelevant to say that they're transparent, for example, because they may not be. They may be a coloured glass that's opaque. So you can add keywords and they'll have associated keywords, but you can't assume that every associated keyword would be relevant. You have to kind of look at that on a case-by-case basis.
Who applies metadata to your digital media assets? Find out how My Damn Services can help your company by visiting mydamservices.com and schedule a call with us today.